I'm in an open relationship. I'm married to my husband, Bob, and I also have a secondary partner who I'll use his nickname, Bunny.
And in your head, do you actually think of him as a secondary person? So almost like a fallback plan or a plan B, as it were?
Absolutely not. The reason I use the term secondary is just to clarify, you know, the role that he has in my life. I've got my husband who I live with, I share my life with, and I also have Bunny, whose role in my life is essential. You know, he meets, you know, certain needs of mine. We've got a close relationship, an emotional relationship.
So how did you broach the subject with your husband initially?
I broached the subject with him before we even got married. The two of us went through a very thorough discussion of what we are like as social and sexual beings. And we both acknowledged the fact that, in theory, we are open to other partners. Now, this is a really important point, because you were mentioning earlier that some people will bring in this topic of an open relationship when they have a particular attraction to another partner. I advise against that. I advise that you talk about this with one's partner when you're getting into a relationship. Just say, you know, I'm a polyamorous person, I'm okay with open relationships, before you have an interest in somebody who is not a part of your partnership.
So yours is more of an academic exercise, in the way that you start to talk to your partner about the kind of person you are, and you use the word that actually one of our previous callers use, polyamorous, I think.
Yes.
And so what you're saying is, you know, in addition to saying, you know, I'm interested in scuba diving and I like to be the person who cooks, or rather I don't like to be the person who cooks, you're saying in a relationship, I would like to be with other people. Is that what you're setting up at the outset?
Yes, and I really applaud you on your perceptiveness there, but I wouldn't call it academic. I would say that your relationship style is just as important as anything else about you. So you're talking about it with your partner, but you're not saying, I want to have a relationship with this third party or that third party.
Okay, and so beyond the academic, when it actually becomes a reality, how do you cope with the emotional dimension of your relationship with your husband or his relationship with you and the fact that there is now someone else? Is there no jealousy?
There is sometimes jealousy in a relationship when the third person comes in. The key to that is two things: consent and communication. You know, you've established what you call an academic consent, and then you've got to work out the details. The analogy I use is like building a house. You can draw up the plans, but then when you build the house, there's going to be practical considerations that you haven't considered, and you've got to talk about them, make a plan, and execute it.
Now, I gather you're also a dominatrix professionally. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. I'm a sex worker. I'm a professional dominatrix.
Does this impact on your decision to be in open relationships?
That's a great question. A lot of sex workers, and I'm one of them, will say that, you know, professional transactions of a sexual nature, for instance, I don't do full sex myself, but my services are definitely sexy. Those services are not relationship stuff, that's work stuff. So somebody can be a sex worker, and in their personal life, they can be monogamous, they can be polyamorous, they can even be asexual. So you sort of ring fence that commercial stuff from the relationship stuff. That's at least what I do.
Well, I can understand someone trying to do that in a professional way and maybe having some professional boundaries involved. But, you know, my work too is also about emotions, and I have to work very hard to not allow the emotional boundaries to get crossed. How do you make sure that that doesn't happen when you're having a professional dominatrix career, but you're also a polyamorous woman? How do you stop those two things?
how do I stop them sort of colliding with each other?
Collision is what was in my mind, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, you know, yourself as an advice professional or what a counselor would do. You can really engage with somebody in a professional context. And then once the session is over, you know, it's done. It's not part of your day-to-day personal life. So I've had to work as a professional to have that sense of boundaries, just as a counselor would have. There is some crossover. For instance, I might do a kinky thing with one of my clients that I might want to try with, for instance, my bunny. You know, so there's that kind of knowledge stuff, but I really try to compartmentalize it emotionally.
So a final question then. In a way, it reinvigorates your life or your sex life. How would you describe your open relationship?
My open relationship reinvigorates my sex life, my emotional life, and my intellectual life. I mean, I know, you know, you're married, and so you'll understand with your husband, you're greater than the sum of your parts. I think in my polyamorous way, my triad is greater than the sum of its parts, and I get, you know, the support emotionally, the intellectual and friendly companionship of two people with consent and negotiation on all sides.